Hi, I'm Donovan Brown with another episode of Azure Friday. I'm here with Kylie, and we're going to learn about using Ansible with Azure. Welcome to the show, Kylie.
Okay, thank you, Donovan. Today, I would like to show our latest news about running Ansible at Azure.
Perfect. So what do you do here at Microsoft? What's your role?
Okay, I'm the senior PM in dev team, and we focus on DevOps tool.
Okay.
And Ansible is a wonderful automation tool.
Okay, great. So what's new with it, though? I mean, I've heard about Ansible for a while. I know I could use Ansible with Azure for a while. So what makes it new, or what's the new announcements that you have?
Okay, the team is working on to building more and more Ansible cloud modules for Azure.
Okay.
And we also make it very easy on running Ansible on Azure. For example, today I would like to show you to run Ansible in Azure Cloud Shell.
Oh, awesome.
And you also could write Ansible Playbook in Virtual Studio Code and run that.
All right, perfect. So I'd love to see it. Well, show us how it works.
Okay.
Because it's really nice, because a lot of people are getting excited about the Azure Cloud Shell, and having Ansible already installed there, it makes it even easier to get started, because I don't have to worry about installing it. So right now, I can just go to the Azure Cloud Shell, and Ansible's already installed for me.
Yes. So I already provisioned two virtual machines. I will show you how to use Ansible to tag one VM and pin that VM.
Okay.
Okay, so let me see what we already have. I created one resource group, and I already have two virtual machines here. And I already downloaded our Python file to help us to do some dynamic inventory.
Okay.
Okay, so let me try this. Let me just pin them.
Okay. So and using Ansible, you're able to ping both of the VMs that are inside of that resource group.
Yes.
Okay.
So you will see I just used this Python file and found out the virtual machines in this resource group.
Okay.
Okay. Then I already tagged one of them, one VM, with the tag hello. So let me try this with the tag hello. I only tagged one of that. So this time, you will see it only works on that tagged VM.
Gotcha. And I'm not even having to put the resource group in this command now. I'm just able to use the tag, and it finds the one that's been tagged. So these tags, I can put anything I want in these tags for Ansible, correct?
Yes. For example, you have 1,000 watch machines.
Right.
But you only want to upgrade maybe just 300, right? So you just need to tag these 300 virtual machines and run Ansible Playbook.
Gotcha. And I could do things like tag them as database or web server or front end or back end. That way I can identify what workload is on those machines and then run the additional playbooks that I need to per tag, not per the entire environment.
Yeah.
Got it.
Exactly.
And this is fantastic that I can now do this in the Cloud Shell without having to install anything. Are there any other ways that I can actually run Ansible?
Yeah, good question. So today I would like to show you run Ansible in Virtual Studio Code.
Okay.
We already installed one extension named Ansible.
Okay.
Okay. So one more thing before running that, I also would like to show you we also provide auto-completion and code sleep to help you writing your playbook.
All right, perfect.
Okay, for example, you could just write anything. Besides Azure, we list all modules. So you also could use that to develop your on-premise stuff. Okay, let me just see. Okay, let me try to create a resource group. So this will auto-completion. Let me try code, sleep. Where is code sleep? Let me find that. Okay, here it is.
Okay.
So you will see all variables at least here. So you could delete what you don't want and just specify the name. If that's new, specify location, then make your job easy.
Right. So by adding the extension, I now have a collection of snippets that will basically help me build my playbook. By once I identify what it is I want to build, it gives me a fill in the blank, essentially, of what it is I need. I delete what I don't, fill in what I need, and now I have a playbook that I can run.
Exactly.
And I can run this playbook not only here, but I could also run it against Cloud Shell from Visual Studio Code?
Yes. Let me show you.
Okay.
I already have one that is Creator, which was still which machine scale set.
Okay.
And we could run that in Cloud Shell from here.
So how did it know who I was and how I logged in? Because to use Cloud Shell, I have to be logged in to Azure. I understand about the Ansible extension, but how did it know who I was and how to log me in?
Okay. Yeah. Did you notice this account here?
Okay, down at the bottom.
Okay, this is not my first time, so I already logged in. If this is your first time, then it will remind you to install Azure account.
Okay.
And then Azure account will permit you log into Azure.
Okay.
And Cloud Shell did great job on authentication, so I needed not to write my credential file. So once I log into Cloud Shell, to Azure Cloud Shell, it already authenticated.
Gotcha.
So I just could directly run Ansible there.
Got it. Okay. So once I use this extension, I log in with Visual Studio Code into Cloud Shell, and now anything that I want to run in Cloud Shell already knows who I am and I'm already authenticated.
Yes.
Got it. Okay, perfect.
Okay, so you could see the job is done here. It created resource group, watch network, and sublet, web scale set.
Perfect. Now, also, when you went to the run the command, I noticed that there was another option in there. I saw one for Cloud Shell, but I also saw one for Docker. What is that one about?
Let me create another one and show how to run that in Docker.
Okay.
This one is to create an SQL database.
Okay. So where did that Docker image come from that we're running?
Okay. At your first time, you need to download the Docker image provided by Microsoft, and that Docker image already installed Ansible in it.
Okay,
so
got
you
it.
Download that image, and you can run any Ansible commands in that Docker image.
Right.
Okay. So did you see the error here?
Yes.
Okay. That is expected. Because it told me that I don't know what's Azure Purview module. And in fact, currently, Ansible released 2.4.
Okay.
And this module is not available there. So how to get the latest Azure modules? So we placed those modules to Ansible playbook door. You just need to install that.
In the Docker image itself?
You could install that and then get the latest Azure capability.
Okay.
So let me install that.
So right now, all the commands that I'm running in this terminal are actually in the Docker image itself.
Yes,
Got it. So what I've done is I've mounted the Docker image. I'm then downloading the latest version of all the modules, and then I can rerun my command in that Docker image to get Ansible to run the playbook that I need.
Yes.
Got it. And this...
It works
perfect.
Now.
So this playbook, I mean, this image was produced by us. But again, my question is how did that image know who I was and to authenticate to be able to run my playbook against my Azure account?
Okay. Then to have that, to authenticate an Ansible for Azure, you will need to fill in your subscription ID, those things.
Oh, those are parameters that you actually passed in when you did the run command of your Docker container. Got it. Okay, so there I'll be able to pass in the information necessary so that that image can then authenticate against my Azure account and run the Ansible playbook.
Correct.
Perfect. So where can I learn more about this? So you've shown me a lot of cool stuff, but if I wanted to play with this, where would I go?
Okay. The first thing I would like to show you, this is our landing page.
Awesome.
So you could see how to install, how to create. We also have some examples here, and you could directly get clone them and have a try.
Okay.
And of course, if you go to the tooling, you will see the link for Visual Studio Code.
Perfect.
So you could install that and have a try.
So the first best place to go is docs.microsoft.com to get everything that we need.
You could get everything.
Perfect. So much. We are learning all about running Ansible in Azure here on Azure Friday.